Hi, this is Kelvin from The Retro Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome. It is IMO time. Woo! If I had a horn, I would sound it, but I don't, because that's probably a stupid thing to give me. IMO, of course, stands for In My Opinion. It's one of those text talk thingies. This is the show where I take news from all across the interweb nets, put them on a piece of paper because I find them kind of interesting, share them with you, and then ask you what you think. That is the key to the show. What do you think? It's very important. What are we talking about this week? Well, I have a top story for you. It's all about prison sentences. I know that sounds a bit depressing, but it's quite interesting. Quite an interesting debate has arisen about how long sentences should be and whether they work. Anyway, I'll get into that in just a moment. I do have some other great things on the way as well, though. I have this thing called the Pointless Poll. It used to be called Pet Peeves in 2018, but, you know, I thought it didn't make any sense, so I changed it. Pointless Poll is the feature where I poll the audience on a topic that really just doesn't matter at all. This week it's all about virtual reality. Very interesting. And as well as that, I do have a tune of the week on the way from Alice Merton. That's something else for you to look forward to. All of this stuff, I want to know what you think. Join in the conversation in a number of ways. Primarily, of course, it's through Twitter. The handle is @VectusRadio. You can find us by searching it. You can do that, can't you? You can also send an email to studio@vectusradio.fm, and if you want to send me a lead text, you can do that as well. The number is 60777, that's 60777, and if you start that message with BR6TT, that's B, then an R, then a 6, then a T, then another T, that comes right through to my fingertips. It comes right in front of my face. How lovely is that? Anyway, without further ado, let's get into today's top story. It's all about prison sentences. I promise you it's more interesting than it sounds. Hello, so welcome to part one of IMO, of course, standing for In My Opinion. Now, this is the bit where I talk about my top story of the day, something that I think is the most interesting that I found over the past 7 days. And this story is all about prisons and things like that. But I promise you, I'm going to try and make it as interesting as possible, because I feel like this is raising a very interesting question. And of course, as usual, I'd love to know what you're thinking about all of this. So I read recently that MPs are considering getting rid of shorter prison sentences of about 6 months or less for everyone except for violent crime and sexual offences. And, I mean, at first I thought that this was, like, a bit of an odd thing to propose. Usually, if a debate like this is raised, you'd think it's to be to kind of ask for an increase in the sentencing for certain things. But that's why it stood out to me, because usually in situations where you're talking about the length of sentences and the like, it's usually a case of, oh, we want longer sentences for certain things. And so this request or like proposal to reduce the sentencing length, I think it's quite interesting, because it really stood out to me. Now, a minister spoke to The Telegraph and said that shorter sentences are long enough to damage you and not enough to heal you, which is quite an interesting point. They went on to argue that if you put someone in prison for 3 or 4 weeks, they'll lose their job, their home, their family and their reputation, whilst mixing with, as he put it, quote, interesting characters, and only then to just be sent back out into the real world. Now, nobody has said for sure what an alternative might be to these short prison sentences, but some have suggested that a community sentence, like community service or something, might be a way forward. Where I was reading this, they gave some interesting statistics. Apparently, two-thirds of people who've served a sentence of 12 months or less reoffended within a year. And now, after kind of looking through that, I realized that they kind of have a point with this reduction of sentences, because I'd never really put much thought into the effectiveness of kind of really, really short sentences like this. And what they're kind of planning would not only potentially work towards preventing reoffending, but also reduce pressure on prisons. It seems like a no-brainer to me. But, of course, that's just what I think, and you all are completely welcome to disagree with me. In fact, I encourage it. But I'd love to know what you're thinking. So the question on this story about MPs and ministers potentially thinking about reducing the or changing the way short prison sentences work is... Do you know someone who's kind of had kind of an experience, I guess? Do you have any kind of inside information? What do you? I don't know where I'm going with this. What do you? Do you think these proposals are a good idea? Do you think these ideas to kind of switch out small prison sentences for like a community sentence are a good idea? Are you in favor of them? Do you think it makes sense, like a no-brainer? Or maybe it just kind of would keep people... It feels like you're kind of giving letting people off with a slap on the wrist. It's such an interesting topic, and it's really got me thinking, but I want to hear what you think. Of course, as usual, the question will go up to our Twitter page, so you can check it out throughout the week. And if I have some very interesting responses, I might even mention them next week on the show. That will be going up in just a moment. We have a musical interlude right now, and we've got my tune of the week on the way, so stay right where you are. But first, UB40 featuring Jilly G. This is Moonlight Lover.
Hello, Laura here from the Wednesday Afternoon Show. This is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
It's pointless poll o'clock, everyone. This is the bit of the show where I poll the audience on a topic that just doesn't matter at all in any way to anyone. Great. So before we get into this week's topic, I'm going to announce the results of last week's poll. Last year, it was the first show back in the new year. So I said, it's new year, new me. I decided to use the cringiest phrase imaginable. So I asked you if you're making a New Year's resolution, and if so, do you think you're going to be able to keep it? Now, typically with these things, nobody's quite sure. It's a precisely even split between people who think it's easy, yes, they'll be able to do it, and no, the pessimists among us who aren't so sure. And I mean, come on. If you're worrying that you don't think you're going to be able to complete your New Year's resolution, I think you're able to do it. I believe in you. I think you're able to do it. I certainly hope I'll be able to achieve my goals, and I hope you do too. Stay positive. It's a good idea. So let's get into this week's topic. So this is the part of the show, obviously, where I poll the audience on a topic that doesn't matter. This week's topic that really doesn't matter, virtual reality. Well, it kind of does because it's quite new, but anyway. There have been lots of different places that I've been to across the UK recently, as I'm at just at the point in life where I'm uniping. So I'm just taking... I'm really annoying my parents and making them drive to places like Manchester. It just looks good! but in a lot of these places, I've seen these things called VR arcades. And so these are places people can go to experience games outside of their home. And thinking about this kind of makes a lot of sense to me, because VR equipment is shockingly expensive at the moment, and lots of houses have things in them, so you can't really wave your arms about with a big mask on your head, meaning that you can't see anything. No one would want you to knock over that very precious vase you have in the corner. Very interesting, but the thing I realised is that the island used to have lots of arcades, and I thought, why doesn't the island have a VR arcade? I think it would be a great idea. And so I want to ask you, do you think you would be interested in a virtual reality arcade? And what are your thoughts on virtual reality in general? The poll will be going up on our Twitter page. It's twitter.com/VectusRadio, and it will stay up for the entire week. and I'll be announcing the results in next week's show. You can take your time over this. As I said, it's up for the entire week. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you think on this one. So that's it. VR. Very interesting.
Hi, this is Dominic Kell from The Breakfast Show, and this is IMO with Tom Jackson. It's the news, but not as you know it.
Welcome back to the second half of IMO, and that, of course, stands for In My Opinion. It's where we talk about the news, well, not the headline news, admittedly, the things that I kind of find quite interesting, and I ask you your opinion on them. Now, before the break, in the first half of the show, we were talking about how a minister suggested that potentially prison sentences of 6 months or under could potentially not be very effective and could potentially be better by being replaced by a kind of community sentence of some sort. The question on that is, are you for or against this kind of change? You may think that it seems like a no-brainer, as short sentences have kind of been proven to be not as effective as they perhaps could be. Or are you just thinking that it potentially could be letting people off with just a slap on the wrist? I'd love to hear what your thoughts. The question's up on our Twitter page, at Vectis Radio is the handle. Anyway, we do have time for a bonus story today, and it's all about ferries, but not the ones to the island. Dun, dun, dun. I promised I wouldn't talk about Brexit, I'm sorry, but I just found this ferry thing quite interesting, because it kind of does affect the island indirectly, so I thought it would be mentioning it. I'm not going to go into huge detail into all of the things that are going on, because we'd be here forever. But this ferry thing caught my eye. I thought it was quite interesting. So I've seen all this ferry news recently, obviously not island-based. With this whole Brexit thing getting quite close now, people are kind of planning for all eventualities. As I said, I'm not going to go into all that right now because, you know, I do have to go in a minute. One of these potential eventualities is that we leave the EU without any kind of deal in place at all, and we just kind of have to fall back onto basic rules on things like trade. And one side effect of this is that there would be a load more border checks at ports. And as a result, there could be large, large queues of lorries at Dover and other ports. And as a result, some of these kind of extra lorries that are being held up by all these additional checks might get diverted to Portsmouth to help kind of ease the pressure. However, the problem with this is that it might have a knock-on effect of people getting to and from the island, you see, because Portsmouth doesn't have as much room as Dover to kind of store all these lorries in waiting. So if there is a queue of just a few, it kind of ends up spilling out onto the motorway. As you may know, if you've gone to the international port in Portsmouth for going on holiday or something, it just kind of you kind of turn a corner and then you're almost instantly on the motorway. And so this could have a knock-on effect because of the traffic problems. It could affect people getting to ferries and stuff, which is kind of a bit of a worry. And so apparently the island, Hampshire, Southampton and Portsmouth councils are all working together to come up with a plan for all this, but it does kind of make me a little bit on edge. It seems a little tad worrying. I'm sure they'll come up with a way of fitting everything in, because I mean that's what they're there to do. I mean, I hope they put something together, because it could really slow down stuff getting to the island. And so I know this traffic stuff is kind of quite a problem, especially for people commuting. So I'd love to know, if you commute regularly via Portsmouth, what your thoughts are on this specifically, because it would potentially affect you for, like, I think they were saying that these delays could be for up to 6 months while everybody kind of adjusts, if this is the case that happens, if we end up leaving without anything at all. So I'd love to hear what you're thinking if you commute regularly via Portsmouth. And in general, if you don't commute regularly via Portsmouth, just your general thoughts on this whole ferry thing. Because I just find it incredibly interesting. Maybe it's because we live on the island, we have this kind of special interest in ferries, but you never know. I thought it was interesting, so I thought I'd shared it, so I did. I want to know what you think. All of the questions from today's stories, along with our pointless poll, are going to go up on our Twitter page. The address is twitter.com/VectisRadio. That takes us right to the station's profile. How lovely is that? And you can have a peruse of all the different things I've been asking asking throughout the show. As I said at the beginning of this, there was a question about the top story, all about prisons and shortening sentences and changing stuff to do with that. And, of course, I'll be posting questions on the Portsmouth lorry shenanigans as well in just a moment. Well, that is pretty much all from me this week. It's 6 minutes to seven. Marco is waiting in the wings with he's going to come back. He's going to come in a second to take the reins for his mod anthems, and that's from 7 till 10. We have non-stop 80s from 10 till very late in the night time. And in the morning, of course, at 7, we've got Hello Vectis, and Dom, of course, is back with The Breakfast Show from 8. That is all for me for now. Yes, it's been a bit of a week. I'm a little on edge. I've got some university interviews later this week. I'm not stressed. I'll let you know how they go next week. Anyway, to take us up to the news for 7 o'clock, here's Marshmallow and Bastille with a great song. It's called Happier. I hope you enjoyed all of that, and thanks for listening. You can tune in live to the IMO show every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and online. I hope to see you there.